nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor sit down with benefit auctioneer Kevin Trout as he shares his story and how he turned one consignment opportunity into a super revenue generator. Let's get right into it.
You had a hell of an auction.
Yeah, I did. It changed me.
All right. It was an out-of-body experience.
Well, that's not the first time, though. You've popped those big multiples multiple times. That's a real skill set, I think, that a lot of auctioneers don't have. You know, they miss out on that opportunity.
We were talking the other day, Kevin, and like, tell me more about that maturation. I mean, tell us about like when you started. You even told me, it's like, I started adopting the idea of selling multiples. And I mean, where'd you pick up that from, you know, in the live auction setting?
I started to realize whenever there's two of something, we call that a hidden double. I realize that if you take it to the very top, the last man standing is going to get the item and the second guy is going to fall to the ground. So there's a sweet spot where you stop and say, hey, how about this? I sell one to you. I sell the other one to you and everybody's happy. What do you think? And then if I don't take it all the way to the top, then they have room to get on. So, and there's been a lot of times where we had, we have two or three of these, we have four of these, we have, you know, so I've done that a little bit in practice. And all of a sudden now it sets the stage for the, when we have the HGA factor in the room, we have these vacations to offer and we have, I know where you, there's just kind of a sense I have how many bidders are still going to be on. And I see three or four hands in the air and I think, okay, stop now and give everybody a chance to get on at whatever we're at. And sometimes we'll run past the spot that I had picked out, like on the Cabo trip, I had 4,000 picked out and we stopped there and we got people on. We got four people on the Cabo trip And so then when we got to the Dublin trip, we ended up at 5,000 and I said, hey, I'll tell you what, there's a way we can do this where we all kind of win. My friend Trevor has offered this. If we hit 5,000, he said we could do more than one. So he didn't tell me exactly how many more than one. So let's just open it up. Who else wants to go to Dublin? And I was doing it in an Irish accent the whole time.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Sure, you want to go to Dublin with me? And here's the chance to do it right here. Come on now, and what do you say, folks? You know, and the MC picked up on it. I was working with a brilliant MC. He was a radio guy, and he went to this school, this college, and he was the product of the product. And he started asking me questions so he could hear more of my accent that I was putting on. And we ended up doing four of those. And I'm sure if we interviewed the people that won that, I'm sure they would all say, you know, if the guy wouldn't have had that accent, we would just not be part of it.
Disengaged. For sure.
Yeah. You know, I think that's something that, you know, is an aspect of this that I'm going to use this term. Auctioneers need to remember whenever you're in the chair, you know, it's to raise money. You're there to raise money. It's the whole idea of how much money can I raise, not how far I can, you know, how high can I get this one item to sell for. And, you know, that happens a lot. You say, well, we could sell this twice. And you know what? And you and I both know what we're talking about. There's only one bidder that they had because they tried to run this person, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 past the number. And they think they've really done something really great.
Right.
But, or, you know, they don't match. And then somebody goes, hey, we've got another one. Or, And I'd like to get your opinion on this. When you said, you know, I kind of had a number in mind where I knew we were going to sell multiples. So my contention is always this, you know, if Trevor bid $5,000, let's say that I'm asking, you know, you're at 5,500 and I've come back and asking him for 6,000. If I sell it to you for 5,500, the chances of him coming at Trevor selling it, or taking it for that 5,500, I get my numbers right. Of him coming up to meet you, he didn't want to bid 6,000. He was at 5. He didn't want to bid 6. You're at 5,500. The chances of him coming up to 5,500 is really slim. It's just not. I mean, I always tell people it's a 50-50. But if I can back up and I go, Trevor, I had you at $5,000. Are you still good at $5,000? He goes, yes, I am. Well, it's 100% that you're going to give $5,000, Kevin, because you were at 5,500. You were staying there. So, I mean, it's 100%. And that's how, you know, to sell multiples. And I don't know if that's kind of how you look at it when you're doing it.
What I do is I want everybody to reach. I want everybody to stretch because the nonprofit is stretching already. They're already doing the work. They're the rocket on the launch pad. All we're doing is bringing fuel. And I talk about that a little bit during my event. And so what I'll do at that point is I'll say, you know, you were at five. This guy's at 5,500. Would you come up to 5,500? Would you match his – if you'll match his bid at 5,500, then you can both do it. And then I always make a joke. You know, you don't have to go on this trip at the same time as this fella. You can go on your own. You can have your own.
Yeah.
And so that gets a chuckle. But here's one thing. I've already set this up. And it's this, I'll get to one of the first items, first or second item, the first good item, you know, maybe item number two, it's for two people and we're selling it. And somebody's at $3,000 and I asked for 35 and the guy that was bidding all the way up in $500 licks, I ask him for 35 and he says, no. And I say, you're sure 35. And I said, you know, we're doing with this money. And I have a little quick mission moment. These kids are going to get to go to camp or these, you know, this nonprofit's going to get to service a few more clients with your bid. And they say no. And I turn back to the gal that's at 3,000 and I say, you know, you have been such a great bidder. So you compliment them a little bit. You've been such a great bidder. You're a great community investor. If you could see fit, now here's something I'm going to ask you that, you know, this is going to be brave on your part. So I set her up already for... I better say yes because, you know, cool things are going to happen. So then I say, if you would raise your own bid to $3,500, two things are going to happen. Number one, I'm going to arrange a standing ovation immediately after you raise your paddle. And number two, you're going to release the spirit of the giving in this room and the whole rest of the night is going to be crazy. Will you do that? Would you be the hero and do that? And almost nobody says no. So she raises her paddle and says, what the heck? It's for a good cause, 3,500. The whole room goes crazy. And then that sets a precedent so that later when I ask somebody, would you raise your bid up to 55 on this mm-hmm. travel item? Then they'll say yes, because we've already established that there's heroes in the room and they want to be one of them too.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. I love that. I love that,
brother. That's really
That's
good.
So good, Kevin.
That's really Yeah, and well, it obviously works. It obviously works.
And that you're taking people from a value-driven purchase to a mission-driven purchase.
God, absolutely. And that's really, I think that's my stock in trade because I learned that from my dad. My dad was a cattle auctioneer. And I learned from him by watching and listening that if he got to a point where he had he was stuck with somebody that wasn't going to bid again, he would stop and say, he would always start the speech and he was famous for it. And usually he had all men in the audience. So he'd say,
yeah,
now boys, I know that, you know, you drove your truck today and you have a trailer and it'd be a shame to go home with an empty trailer tonight. Right, I'm only asking another $100 for this bowl or 500 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I go up and down the road, I see these cattle and I know this is a good deal. I can tell you right now that you're not going to be sorry. And I'm asking, you know, 5,000 or whatever it is, he'll change their perspective. They'll bid again. And that's really the business I'm in, is changing people's perspective. Cause when they walk in the room, they're thinking, okay, I'm going to give $1,000 tonight. And that's really going to be pushing it. My wife already told me that was too much. By the time they hear the mission, and this is also true if somebody doesn't take a bid number when they walk in, we're not going to buy anything. Take a bid number anyway, because there's a really great opportunity at the end of the night that you're going to win a prize. And the only requisite is if you have a bid number. So take a bid number. So what happens? They get in the room. They hear the mission. They fall in love with it. It touches their heart. Now they stop thinking and they start feeling. Mm-hmm. And if I feel it when I'm telling them, they're going to feel it when they hear it. So
attach the heartstrings to the wallet.
Yep. Get that's the mission.
That's where they're at. Yep.
And if we can also establish a lot of confidence, like for instance, when the HGA factor comes in, that when I tell them the story of these vacations and I tell them, you know, the motto is nobody doesn't go. You're going to be onboarded almost immediately, like probably within 2 days from now. So you're confident, you can be confident that this is going to be a great vacation for you and your family and make memories. And at the end of your life, you don't regret the things you did. You regret the things you didn't do. Mm-hmm. And so now they're thinking, okay, I have the confidence to open, confidence makes you open your wallet.
Yeah. I love that. God, Kev. Kev, that's good.
I'm going to bring up the deal we were talking, you know, we were started off.
Yeah. With, we have to have some context. Yeah.
That, you know, okay. This university that you were talking about, this foundation, you raised, if one item, they netted $45,000. Well, it's $45,000 and
$46,000
with one item. And that means, and just for context, everybody, you know, you sold a trip for $10,000 and it sold 9 times. And so,
unless I'm mistaken, we sold it 9 times. And then I said, hey, we're going to throw in a case of the best Italian wine you will ever taste. And after all, you know, you're going to get the wine within 30 or days or so from now. And then it's going to cause you to say, we can hardly wait to go to Italy and have some more of this. And so we got the 10th one after that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many came through. Hopefully you got 10 of them on the,
schedule. That, hey, and I'll tell you what, that was only one item. There was 3 items in total in the live auction. You sold the other ones 4 times a piece. They netted over $75,000 in their live auction with 3 items. And then Jason, I interrupted you. Were you going toward identifying donors?
My point was, let's just do this. So with one item, it sold 10 times for $10,000. They made 100% on their money. The nonprofit did. They made 100%. You know, net $50,000. So my quick point of that is, one is I'd love to hear just how that went down, because I think people want to know, because they say, well, this could happen, because we're like, no, this can happen. And you know, a competent, and notice I said this, a competent person behind the microphone that understands the message, understands the deal, can make this happen. And that's the beauty of it. Now, you know, like you said, you've got a lot of other things that you're doing. Not everybody's going to have an Irish accent. Not everybody's going to have pro auctioneers all across the country have a little different stuff they do. But my point of this is, because how valuable and impressive that is, because not only did they raise that money that night, they also identified 10 new people. Well, I don't know if they were new, but 10 people that had the capacity to write a check for
$10,000.
$10,000.
Yep. That's over the half of those.
I was just talking with Flip today. Over half of those were new donors.
Oh my gosh.
Donors. You know, how many of, I wonder what
the
breakdown is, how many of those donors would have never gone to that event if they hadn't been invited. And then they're there, they hear the mission, they see what's going on, and they raise their hand with $10,000. And all of a sudden, that organization now has five new $10,000 people at a $10,000 level that they can engage with, create relationships,
and
become that. It's such a big deal.
Yeah. And you know,
well done, brother. Well done, by the way.
Thank you. The math is this, at 9 without wine, we made, a certain amount of money, and at 10, with wine, we only had to back up $295, but the $295 is nothing compared to the good faith we cultivated with those donors.
Oh yeah.
And I know I've had that wine. I am totally a true believer now. I never thought No wonder
Jason converted me. Jason converted me too.
Yeah.
Well done. And me as well. So those people get a thrill experience with that case of wine. They're never going to stop talking about it. I know for a fact because I talk about it with my wife and I. We gave a couple bottles to my son and his wife, and we gave a bottle to the neighbor who is a Delta
flight attendant. He's always bringing us something from Amsterdam or Paris or somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes internationally. So we wanted to give them something. So we gave them a bottle of wine. They flipped over it. They couldn't believe it. They took pictures of the bottle and everything. So,
Well, it's an experience, man. It's like, it's all part of the fabric. I mean, it's the experience. It's what they're getting. You know, we talk about, I mean, we actually don't talk about consignment a lot on here, Kev. We really don't. But we talk about lately, we've been talking more about the consignment opportunity that you have to include things like this, like the wine, like you said, the experience that you can cherish with your spouse or your family. You know, you were talking about a Tuscany package that sold that many times for $10,000. That's good for six people. So they're all going to travel together with friends and experience Italy together and experience the wine before they go, experience the wine when they get there. Invaluable, invaluable. So once again, brother, hats off to you. Well done.
Well done. Well, I there's one thing I want you to, and I think it's worth saying again, okay? Because you said you already had nine people doing it. Because a lot of people would say, well, why are you going to go give them the wine? Because they're already in. You just gave money back because they start thinking about the bottom line. Say that again, what you said about why you did it, what that it did for these new donors.
Well, I did it I was thinking to myself, if I offer the wine now, I might get at least one or two more, mm-hmm. which would negate the amount that the wine was going to cost the nonprofit, because I'm spending their money when I'm doing that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, one of the things is when those $10,000 donors are driving home tonight, and in a month from now, when that wine shows up, how are they going to feel about their donation? They're going to feel wildly good. And whenever you make a good deal with somebody, I already had a good deal in my pocket. In other words, we banked the nine people at 10 grand. We had that in the bag, but so I thought to myself, and I remember hearing Trevor's words in my head. And he said, you know, it would be worth it at that price to give some wine. So I did that thinking, I want them to feel so good about what they did that A, they'll be back next year. B, they'll probably show up at the golf tournament later this year. Mm-hmm. C, they're going to have this school on their horizon for who knows how long. And it could cause them to be lifetime donors. They could do a estate planning all because of a case of wine.
You bought yourself a lot of good favor.
Well, yeah. Right. You know, how many people are going to want, because they're going to go tell everybody, oh my gosh, yeah, we had this wine. We bought this trip. And at the last minute, they gave us a case of wine to go with it. That makes other people, they want to go because they want something exciting, exclusive in doing that. So there's so many lessons in that. I think they're really good. So
identifying the major givers was a big moment. Yeah.
Kevin Trout, you know, how long have you been doing charity auctions, Kevin?
Since about 2006.
Boise Benefit Auction since 2006.
Yeah. Now, you've been doing it since 2006. You said your dad was an auctioneer, so when did you become a bid caller?
I started just about the very first time I ever did an auction, my sound went over a microphone, was 1998. I played around with it a little while, and then in 2006 I did an auction where I felt like, even though I don't have a chant, I get it. I understand how you do this. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything with that until about 2012, at which time a prominent auctioneer in our valley plugged me into an event that he couldn't get back in town for, and the same thing happened. I thought, okay, why are we doing this? These guys aren't even listening to me. Why are we doing this? We're doing this to send kids to camp who have cancer, and they want to go somewhere where they see other kids who don't back away from them because they're going to feel like they're going to get cancer. So I had that in mind, and we ended up raising a bunch of money because I said that to the people. And I don't know about you. I don't have cancer, but these kids do. Let's help them. So after that, I started doing a lot more events. And then, of course, I listened to a bunch of my dad's tapes, and I got proficient at bid calling. And now people say, can you talk fast? I say, I can, but I only talk as fast as people can listen, because the point of my of auctioneering is fundraising. And if they can't listen to understand you, they're not going to raise their paddle.
Yeah. You know, that's so, because, you know, I came out of the world, I started in 92, and I went to auction school and started to work right off the bat, you know, not doing charity, but then probably like in 93, I did my first charity event. But I really worked really hard to become a really good bid caller. And I'm the one that tells, I say this quite a bit, is I didn't have a clue, not a clue back then about how to raise money. And I'm not near the, you know, I've retired from bid calling, but I'm not near the bid caller now because I was really good. I pro car auctioneer, you know, sold aircraft, real estate, did all that kind of stuff and did charity events. And I'm not saying that too, but I'm saying is, but then it clicked. I don't remember when it did, but when it clicked to saying, I'm here to raise money, not to show off what a good bid caller I am.
Amen.
And that is a big deal. That is a big deal when that happens, because then you realize it's not about how pretty I sound. It's about how much money I raise. Now, I think it takes both. I think to be a really great charity auctioneer, you need to have both. You got to sound good.
Yeah.
But understanding
if you can
that,
keep in mind, I always say to myself, if we get this right tonight, and a lot of times I'll say it over the mic, if we get this right tonight, folks, here's what's going to change in the next week or month or year or, you know, the future. Mm-hmm. Tonight changes everything.
Yeah.
So whether I sound great or not, or there's times when I have absolutely felt like I could lay down and sleep for a day and a half, but I stood up and I got in there. And as soon as I started going, I got this amazing energy that I just, you know, kept going with. But that's the thing I keep saying is, what's the point? What's the point? Is the point for them to have money? No. The point is for them to be able to service their clients who need a change in their lives. And we're changing lives.
Yeah.
You know, 50,000 to one organization is better than 400,000 to another organization just because of the way they're tailored.
The impact. But, yeah, the impact.
Yeah.
Impact.
Mission first fundraising, mission driven fundraising, you know, just keeping mission those driven, things out there.
I've known Kevin for the better part of 10 years. Kevin's been a friend of HGA for the better part of 10 years. And Kevin, the unique approach that you have, and I mean it in the best possible way, and telling these stories and getting folks involved and getting folks to care, you have a pure talent at, brother. And that's irrefutable. Right. And, Let alone breaking records last week. I already felt that way before you were breaking those records and crushing, shattering ceilings last weekend. But yeah, you've always cared. You've always had a giant heart for the folks that you help, and it's palpable, brother. And hats off to you, because I know it means a lot to them, and I know you've raised a significant amount of money for a lot of different causes, brother. So hats off to you.
All over the country.
Thank you.
So if you have any comments, please, you can reach Jason at HJFundraising.com, Trevor at HJFundraising.com. If this is on YouTube, just watch it. Leave a comment down below. We'd love to hear from you, get your feedback. If you have a question, we'd love to hit it. We'll get to it and talk about it. Kevin, tell us how we could get a hold of you, how somebody can reach out to you.
My last name is Trout, and Trout has two T's at the end. So kevintrout.com. Or BoiseBenefitAuctions.com. And if you want to email, it's kevin@kevintrout.com.
Trout with two T's at the end.
I actually have both Trout with one T and with two T's, just in case somebody leaves one off. But I would love to share with anybody who wants to you know, call and talk. Text me, call me, email me. My whole mission in life is to leave it better than I found it. And, you know, even though it seems like it's getting tougher every day, I now have such a great tool in my bag that I didn't have in years past that I'm so excited about. And that is, as I call it, the HGA factor. And I couldn't be happier.
Well, we really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Flattering, brother. Thank you so much. It means
Kevin,
a lot.
Kevin, thank you so much, man. Hey, remember, you guys get out there. If you have any questions, let us know, and we'll see you next time.
Don't hesitate. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Jay.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.